1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Tom Foti. With the war set off by the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel 2 months ago, now raging again after a week's pause for prisoner exchanges, U.S. officials like Defense Secretary Austin are calling on Israel to choose its targets carefully.
I personally pushed Israeli leaders to avoid civilian casualties and to shun irresponsible rhetoric and to prevent violence by settlers in the West Bank, and to dramatically expand access to humanitarian aid.
In Jerusalem, the BBC's Paul Adams has viewed Israel's public targets and warning plans for Gaza.
And for the first time, we saw a map with a cluster of those squares being an area where the Israelis said, that is where we're going to conduct military operations. You should leave that area if you want to be safe. In other words, what I think we're seeing now is less of an emphasis on safe areas and more of an emphasis on unsafe areas.
President Kamala Harris is speaking out about climate change at a climate summit in Dubai. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
The vice president outlined the Biden administration's ongoing efforts to combat global warming.
We are building and expanding hundreds of solar panel, wind turbine, electric vehicle, and battery manufacturing plants.
And that's not all.
I am also proud to announce a new $3 billion pledge to the Green Climate Fund, which helps developing countries invest in resilience, clean energy, and nature-based solutions.
Some 150 world leaders are attending the conference. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Police in Los Angeles have made an arrest in connection with the fatal shooting of three homeless people, LAPD Chief Michael Moore.
Tragically, that same individual is also believed responsible for the murder that occurred during a follow-home robbery in San Dimas, making this suspect responsible, we believe, based on our investigation, for the murder of four individuals over the course of 4 days.
And in Las Vegas, police are still searching for a suspect after five homeless people were shot there, one fatally. Facing numerous criminal and civil cases in courts in multiple states and Washington, D.C., ex-President Trump was back campaigning for the Republican presidential nomination in Iowa, which holds its early caucuses in just a few weeks. Back in 2016, he lost there.
We learned a lot, and this time we have the best team anyone's ever assembled for caucus, you know.
Turning back overseas, there's been a deadly attack on people on the street near the Eiffel Tower in central Paris. There has been an arrest. The French news agency AFP, quoting a police source, is describing the suspect as known for radical Islamism and psychiatric disorders. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy tonight with snow likely. Lows around 29. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 35. Tomorrow, snow likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio, broadcasting across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great evening. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Connect with them right now at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the ethical trade company, Goods for a Better World, located on Madison's east side, or find them online at ethicaltradeco.com. Brand new music on the way from Mickey Sunshine, also Heavy Looks, and we'll throw back with Sexy Esther. Right now, brand new music from Marsden. It's a double dip of Marsden. Here's his new single called Got the Time. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I've got time.
Kicking off your Saturday evening with some Marsden, a double dip of Marsden. That's Tune It Out from his 2022 album. That's the title track. And we kicked off the hour with brand new Marsden. It just dropped yesterday. Got the Time is the name of the CD. And according to Marsden's Facebook post about the song, if you listen to it, it will make you ugly cry for hours.
Oh, well,
I can't compose myself.
Glad I got on the waterproof mascara.
Yeah, Jimmy, no doubt. I got a question for you.
Yes.
You always get this music that was like literally released yesterday.
He's got the touch.
How does that happen?
I spend hours in my office at home looking for music, listening to music so I could play it on Saturday night for the masses.
How do we get music to you if we have some new stuff?
Great
coming up?
Question, Rocker.
I'm glad you asked.
No doubt. So you can, if you're in a band or if you're a solo artist, you have new music coming out, you have it up. If you have an event coming up that you want to talk about, send us an email, music@civicmedia.us. It's best to send your music as a WAV file or a MP3. Don't send me a streaming link because we can't play streaming links on FM radio. You know, that's a pro tip right there. And send us a little information about yourself. Hey, bro, here's my song. I might not listen to it. Because I want a little bit more. Why am I listening to the show?
Yeah, give me a little tease.
To the song, you know? Tell me about yourself. I want to know about you.
Yeah. Give me that email address again, please.
music@civicmedia.us.
U.S. Got it.
There you go. So anyway, Marsden, he's been a longtime friend, and his new music rocks. And we have to get him booked in the Layer Rocker. That's mandatory. Jimmy K., directive.
I'll see if I can book it by the end of the show, Jimmy.
All right. Speaking of show, we got more to come tonight, dude.
Oh, we do, Jimmy. Jen Farley, she should be in just a little while. Oi to the World. It's her new cabaret show that's happening in December here, and some other goodies. Chris Cousy from Northern Wisconsin, runner-up for The Voice. New music and tour, talking to Terry Barr. And in the Lair tonight, Corey Matthew Hart. He's going to be right here, multi-award-winning singer-songwriter, Americana. And Maxine Kevy at 10 p.m., Jimmy. And, you know, I should let you know about people who are coming to the Lair in the near future. Mm. So maybe you can plan your Saturday night. You can be like, well, I got to stay home and listen to Maxine Radio because we have, like, literally concerts happening every Saturday night. This coming Saturday, next Saturday, Jimmy, the 9th of December is Elizabeth Mary and Paul Schluter.
How lucky are we to get Elizabeth Mary on a Saturday night?
I mean, it was a hard one to get, but we're going to have it. We don't have a show on the 16th, but then the 23rd is a double whammy. Are you ready for this, Jimmy?
I've heard about this.
Kelsey Miles and Katie Powderly. We're going to have back-to-back live in the Lairs, 2 hours on the 23rd. That's Christmas weekend. And then Blame It on Kane, the 13th of January. The Almas are coming up. The Listening Party from Milwaukee. Joe Richter. Secret Menu we talked about. The UW Mad Hatters. Kaylin Cole. Butterbrick. So, you know, you can also, you know, entice us to book your band in the live in the Lair right here.
That bio better be really good to get booked in the Lair.
And you want that bio to be good because you want to perform here and there. We're standing in it right now, and it's just this wonderful setup with this beautiful view of State Street and all this fantastic equipment and, like, some of the biggest fans, you and me and you over there, to root you on. So you want to be a part of this.
And we want you to be part of the show if you're out there listening. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Text us through the Civic Media app if you wish. Speaking of new music, so yesterday I was sitting in the office looking for new music, and look what I found.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Brand new Mickey Sunshine.
Yes.
Brand new Mickey Sunshine just came through the window and said, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm a brand new song about the boyfriend stealing a T-shirt. And it just happens to be a Beck T-shirt. How dare that bastard?
No, some people.
It's Mickey Sunshine on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Parking lot.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Swing of her hips, she's got you feeling, she sends you
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Sexy Esther and Pin Up. Yeah, Sexy Esther. They were awesome. That was from 2015. And Lindsay Evans is in a new band or has a new trio together, the Prairie Flowers. We're thinking Sharona. We don't know the last name of one of the people in the band. And then Dana Perry. I didn't know Dana Perry was in that trio with Lindsay Evans.
Wow, she kept that a secret from us, Jimmy.
My mind is blowing right now. Seriously, it is crazy. That was awesome. Heavy Looks before that, another great band from a couple years ago. I'm hoping they come out with some new music in 2024. I'm looking forward to that. I'm hopeful. Of course, that new Mickey Sunshine. Hope your evening is full of sunshine. Jimmy K. Rocker, KJ filling in for Terry Barr. And we got Jen Farley in the house. We're going to have a chat with her in a couple of minutes. We got The Layer coming up at 9 o'clock. Rocker, all kinds of great stuff. What's your favorite podcast that you've posted to Max Inc. Radio in the last couple of days?
You know, well, not that I've posted in the last couple of days, but there are so many of the Live in the Lair broadcasts that are amazing. So if you go to the website, maxincradio.com, and click listen, and you can just click right to see a list of all the layers that are up there. All of them aren't up there because there's so many. We're still trying to put them up there.
But all the recent ones are up there, though.
There are like two or three Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets up there, though, Jimmy.
I'm blown away when you were ripping out the Best Of show that we did last week. You said the count was like somewhere in the 100 shows?
It's close to 100 layers. I'd have to go back. But yeah, we've been doing them nearly every week since...
blows me away.
2020, the fall of 2020, we started doing them, I think, right before the pandemic.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We started the show in July. We started doing live shows like November or something like that. And then boom,
yeah,
everybody got sick and we had to back off a little bit. But we still made it work in some way.
We actually didn't really back off that much at all. We still had shows. We still kept doing it.
Everybody had their own room at the studio that we were at. Everybody, like, you were in this room, we were over here, and don't talk, don't breathe on me.
Oh, boy, it was a strange time, wasn't it, Jimmy?
It sure was. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can also call or text us in the Civic Media app. I'm still curious to know what your ultimate situation that could happen to...
Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot. Oh! My God! Badgers upset top-ranked North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Eagle holds
the zone. Here's a shot. They score. Get ready, Milwaukee. The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four.
All the game winners.
Barnes back in. Picked up. Badgers score. Mark Singerly. Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten championship.
All the legends.
Sleep deep. Breakaway. Caulfield in for the win. He shoots it. Scores. Give him the homie now.
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything. Everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
From Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison, it's time for Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the 6th-ranked Badgers shoot for a weekend sweep of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Augustine Samuel is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers last night knocked off Ohio State by a 3-0 count to improve to 11-4, 5-2 in the Big Ten. The Badgers got a first-period goal from defenseman Zach Scholes. A big goal late in the third period from Christian Fitzgerald. An empty netter from Cruz Lucius and Kyle McClellan. 29 saves for his third shutout this season. Ohio State, meanwhile, didn't play poorly, just couldn't finish. A team in 7 Big Ten games has scored only 8 games so far and winless in conference play. Wasn't pretty last night, but the Badgers got the job done, and they'll try to do the same here again and make some hay on home ice.
Common terminology, a mucker. It was a mucker last night. There was not a lot of great individual plays by any stretch of the imagination. There weren't a lot of breakaways. There weren't a lot of missed assignments defensively. Anything that you were going to get was going to be 100% earned. That just proving to yourself that you're better than the guy across the way from you, your back-checking winger or your defenseman or whatever it is. So, yeah, there was not a lot of Connor McDavid, Cole Caulfield-type situations out here, because I don't think either team has that type of player, to be honest with you. And you get into a situation where will take over, and if I know anything about Steve Rolick, his kids will work hard, and whether they lost 3-0 last night or 1-10-0 last night, they're going to be in a situation where they'll come back and play hard.
Yeah. And the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings expects the same of his club, which blocked 22 shots last night in that 3-0 shutout. We'll hear from the Wisconsin head coach coming up and scores from around the country as well, and set the stage for the series finale between Wisconsin and Ohio State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy tonight with snow likely. Lows around 29. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 35. Tomorrow, snow likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin wraps up its weekend series with Ohio State tonight. The Badgers 3-0 winners last night over the Buckeyes. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us here on the pregame show. And I know it wasn't the start you wanted, although Kyle Scholl scores his first goal as a Badger halfway through the first period. But Kyle McClellan again allows your club to relax a little bit, get its feet underneath, and then that paid off down the stretch.
Yeah, just exactly what you said. We didn't get out of the gates the way we wanted to. McClellan allows us to stay at zeros, you know, and then Schulte takes the ball by the horns a little bit, comes through the neutral zone, chips it in, forechecks himself, goes in, grabs it off the back wall, and finishes it. And so I know our bench was really energized because of the type of teammate and human being Schulte is, and to see him have some success and give us a lead. Then I thought we started, as the game went on, I thought we got better. We needed to, because our start wasn't what you wanted it to be, but I did like our finish.
Yeah, that was a big goal by Christian Fitzgerald, too.
It was, coming in, and Fitzy was, you know, gripping it a little bit. He'd had some good opportunities, and, there's peaks and valleys in a season, and to see him come down and release one, have it go in the back of the net to give us a little bit of breathing room and hopefully get a little bit of the proverbial monkey off his back, and hopefully he'll be comfortable enough to rip a few more tonight, because when he delivers it, it's got some pace to it. And I got onto the goaltender real quick and went by him, and so hopefully that'll continue.
Yeah. Back to Zach Schulte and the defenseman. Do they have a green light to dump and chase, to join the rush, to be part of the offense?
We need him to be. It's hard to score in this game, I think, at this level. And you need, you know, we like to play a style that you hate to play against, and that's five guys up, five guys back. You better be, you're comfortable, I think, getting up and getting into the offense. So to me, that's a good sign for Schulte, because we've been trying to prod him to get up into the play a little bit, and I thought he felt comfortable doing it and was rewarded for it.
Yeah. We've seen Ben Dexheimer do it all season, and Joe Palatichuk looks like he's pretty good at it and running your second power play, too. He's been a positive player for you.
He has been. I thought those two guys, and I appreciate you bringing them up, I thought both those two guys turned a little bit of the tide for us. They started to make some plays coming out of our end. So when we entered the neutral zone or we entered into the offensive zone, we had possession. We didn't have to go get it. And I thought that allowed us to have some end zone time that we didn't have in the first part of the game.
Badgers and Buckeyes again tonight. Wisconsin after a sweep. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin and Ohio State tonight, late face-off. It's goalie night. Bill Howard dropping the ceremonial first puck. We'll talk more about that here in just a bit. We talked about Joe Palatichuk running that second power play last night. He had five of your at least 22 block shots last night. You know, that was when you've got guys laying out in front of the puck, it's not like the old days where they actually would lay out in front of the puck. They have, you know, they're taught how to block shots now. That was a pretty good effort last night.
You know what I saw? Definitely over the second half of that game. And him, I thought you saw Lindmark. And these are shots that were coming from the middle of the rink. I thought we defended very well with a lead, kept everything to the outside, and it was because those guys were giving them themselves at blocking shots. And that, if we can keep that mentality being a piece of our fiber on a nightly basis, we're going to be much more difficult out.
Yeah. You've been around for a long time. Sometimes power play works, sometimes they don't. I'm sure you're tired of me asking you about the power play, but you know, I think about it. I've watched a zillion hockey games. Just get pucks and bodies to the net. Shoot the puck, right?
You were part of our power play meeting today. Simplify, yeah. You know, and let's speed it up when we can and get it to the net and try and get second and thirds and make sure we're doing everything we can to not allow the goaltender to see it. Hopefully you're going to see Tassie. Hopefully you're going to see Bantle taking eyes away from the goaltender, and then us find a way to move it, get it there, and go get it again. So simplification, I think, with our power play being a bit more aggressive, hopefully will, you know, be a remedy to what we've been wanting for a while.
Yeah. Unfortunately, William Whitelaw won't be able to play tonight. Hopefully, he'll be okay here soon.
Yeah, he's going to be day-to-day. Felt a little bit better this morning, and we're going to continue to monitor him and make sure we're doing what's in his best interest.
All right. Finally, it is goalie night, and a number of former Badger goaltenders will be here. There's a mask walk and the concourse in Section 107 and some doozies of old masks. I mean, there's and some great new ones, too. Brian Elliott's of 06, the national championship team, one of my favorites. But Bill Howard's going to drop the ceremonial puck, a longtime goalie coach here at the University of Wisconsin. You finally had a chance to talk with him. He can talk your ear off. But, boy, I suppose, you know, you're new to this job. You're learning something every day about this program, aren't you?
Yeah, and you know what? I'll say from afar. You know, did get a chance, and I appreciate you, you know, making the introduction, allowing me to spend some time with him. I've known of him for a long time because, as I've said to you, the respect that I have, anybody that's followed college hockey, followed Badger hockey, and some of the players that are going to be here tonight, that, you know, this long time ago, this was goaltender you. If you wanted to be a goaltender that was preparing to try and win a national championship or preparing to get to the National Hockey League and play at a level well beyond, he was somebody you wanted to study under. Demanding, fairly, but just kind of says it the way it is. So my conversation with him was good. It was, you know, we started talking. He immediately went into, what are we doing with our goalies? And it was a great conversation, and it's fantastic that he's going to be honored tonight along with all the goaltenders of past.
Yeah. And how he's going to do radio with Paul Brown next Friday night against Penn State, so keep that in mind, too. That's head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Ohio State coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Wisconsin and Ohio State here tonight, wrapping up their weekend series. Some special guests in the stands, too. I look to my left by the Crease Creatures, and Chris Chelios has just sat down in the top row. Actually, it's the large-headed Chris Chelios, the, what would you call them? It's like Mickey Mouse. It's like mascots, right? Yeah, mascots would. I think that's the right term, right?
I am 100% sure. Not 100% sure, but, you know, some people thought that Chris's head was that big when he played. His ego was.
Sure. Ohio State, a club that's 5-6-3, 0-6-1 in the Big Ten. It's struggled to put the puck away. This is a team that was picked by elite coaches to finish last this season, and you can understand after losing their, you know, all-conference goalie and Jakub Dobish and an All-American defenseman and Mason Lori and so much scoring punch. So, you know, when you have what you have, how do you coach that? Knowing that, you know, on any given night, it just, you know, like last night, they played hard. Just nothing would go in the back of the net.
Starts from scratch. Yeah. I mean, you really do have to start from scratch. And you hit it right on the head. The one thing that a lot of the pro scouts and I talk about is that, is the transfer portal good or bad for college hockey? And, you know, you look at the situation here at Ohio State. They lose a leading scorer, All-American, all the rest of that stuff, who transfers out east.
Yeah.
And they get a fourth-line center from someplace else. Yes, he's got experience, but he's not that great. Transfer portal works great if you're getting quality players, but if you're just doing it to fill the spaces or get bodies, that's a whole different story.
Buckeyes, only 34 goals scored in 14 games this season. They've given up 46, so they're being outscored by almost a goal per game. Wisconsin and Ohio State, two finals in from the Big Ten. We'll get to that here when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Well, two games already complete in Big Ten play today. Penn State knocked off Minnesota 6-3 after a 4-1 loss to the Gophers last night. Ryan Kerwin, two goals and an assist for the Nittany Lions, who got 23 saves from Germantown's Noah Grannon. Meanwhile, Michigan held off Notre Dame 2-1. Frank Nazer and Dylan Duke both scored for the Wolverines, 28 saves for Jake Berchevsky. So looking at the Big Ten standings right now, Ian, Michigan State idle this week. Again, 19 points alone in first place. Wisconsin and Notre Dame tied with 15 points. Minnesota's got 13, Michigan 12, Penn State 11, Ohio State only 2. Big game for the Badgers tonight. Win here tonight, you're within a point of Michigan State. They've played the same number of games, and the Spartans have the tiebreaker, having swept Wisconsin in East Lansing a couple of weeks back. Nevertheless, though, stay on pace as you head to the Christmas break.
Yeah, and it, momentum going into the Christmas break would be an amazing thing to have. It would be one of those situations where, again, next weekend being an important weekend too as you look at it, but it just seems like now that things are starting to level out in the Big Ten, it's Splitsville every weekend. One team gets hot on Friday, the other team rebounds on Saturday, or vice versa. You just get into a situation where I think the parity of the Big Ten, despite the fact that it's very high quality, the parity of the Big Ten is starting to come to a head.
Penn State will be here in Madison next Friday and Saturday nights to wrap up the opening semester. Let's take a look at tonight's lineups. First, the injury report brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. William Whitelaw, freshman forward, out of the lineup tonight, an upper body injury. Brady Cleveland, freshman defenseman, also not available tonight because of an injury. Sam Stango and Mellenbacher, both healthy scratches. Ohio State without its second leading goal scorer from a year ago, Joe Dunlap, still recovering from hip surgery. Ryan Gordon, a healthy scratch. Max Gilden out of the lineup, a veteran forward. He's got the flu. As far as the quick trip lineups, the top line for Ohio State and head coach Steve Rolick, centered by Caden Brown, the junior from Chesterfield, Missouri. Two goals, 5 points in six games. He missed the first eight games this season with an injury. Thomas Wise, the freshman right winger from Madison, a goal and 5 points. And on the left wing, Cam Thiessing, he's got two goals, 6 points this season in 14 games. He's a very pesky player. there. He mixes it up. He leads the team with 14 penalties, but he also had 15 goals a year ago. They're not getting that goal scoring that they got a season ago from guys like Thiessen or Burnside. Without Dunlap, obviously, too, they've got to find other guys to put the puck in the back of the net.
Well, and I don't think anybody expected that Caden Brown would be the playmaker that he was anticipated to be when he was here. He hasn't been able to do that or replicate that again.
As for this defensive pairs, starting with co-captain Scooter Bricky, the 6'4", 215-pounder out of the state of Michigan. He's with sophomore Damian Carfagna. And in goal, it's 6-foot, 175-pound junior Logan Turnis from North Vancouver, B.C. This season, he's 5-6-3 with a 301 goals against and a 905 save percentage. He was good enough last night for Ohio State to win that game.
Yeah, and I can't fault him on any of the goals. You take a look at the first two goals in particular. When Scholl scores that goal, it's one of those deals where there's so much traffic in front of him, and he just turned and spun and shot it. I thought maybe it hit somebody, but I don't blame the goaltender for one of those. He was outside of his crease. And the second goal was just like, holy crap, this guy's coming fast at me. I better get out and try and cut down the angle. And what does he do? He just threads the needle.
Yeah, Christian Fitzgerald's goal. As far as Wisconsin's quick trip lineup, the top line from left to right is sophomore Cruz Lucius out of Grant, Minnesota, scored his team-leading seventh goal in empty netter last night. Senior David Cilia out of Ontario, he's got a goal and 11 points this season. And Matthew D. St. Fowl, who had missed the previous three games with an injury, five goals, 12 points in the 13 games he's played tonight. The starting defenseman, Daniel Lodge, the junior out of Altoona, and senior Anthony Kerr, and Kyle McClellan in goal, the junior, or beg your pardon, senior from Manchester, Missouri. He's 10-4 with a 180 goals against and a 933 save percentage. Opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist
who welcomed to the WFHR stage the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author.